It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, a real treat for you on today's program. We're fortunate to have in studio a couple of young men who I believe really has the sky as their limit. Even though they are quite young, Hayden and William have already recorded and performed music that's really displayed more maturity than their age implies. The Stevens Brothers is a name you'll want to remember, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the Blues and Arts Hour Hayden and William Stevens. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. We're glad to be here. My name's Hayden. This is my brother, Willow.
Willow, okay.
Yes, sir. We're excited to be here, man. We're looking forward to the show.
Well, I've heard some good things about you. I know when Nathan was on the program a few months ago, you know, from Eternal Beyond Studio, we played one of your cuts, and very impressive and looking forward to it. Now, tell me where you're from. Any one of you can pick that up. Where are y'all from?
Well, we went to a little town outside the reservoir, Pisgah High School, Sand Hill, Mississippi. And originally we were from Lawrence County. About my sophomore year in high school, we moved up there. And we've grown to just, we kind of call both places home. We got two hometowns, but both places have just been so good to us and supported us so much. And we're just so blessed, man.
That's great. How old are you, Willow?
I'm 17.
Yeah, where do you go to school?
I go to Pisgah High School. I'll be a senior this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you're out for the summer, and
yes,
what are you doing for the summer?
I'm working.
Well, good for you.
Sir.
All right. And Hayden, how about you?
Yeah, man. We're both working together at Sunset Marina at 43. Shout out to them. Hopefully they're listening. Miss Patty, we love y'all. And they let us off this morning for this, so we're appreciative of them. And they've been so great to us and done a lot for us.
You'll have to bring them a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's start off with a song called Summertime South, and Hayden set this up for us.
Yeah, man. So a few years ago, my dad was like, we're trying to come up with names for a band. I was probably about 15, 16. We're out on the reservoir just riding around on the pontoon, and he's like, how about guitars and sandbars for a band name? And I'm like, Dad, that sounds more like a song. So went home, started working on it, and met with my brother, and he helped me on it some, and we came up with something like Summer in the South. So here it is.
All right, well, let's enjoy it. Summer in the South. This is the Stevens Brothers on the Blues and Arts Hour. Here we go.
Time you won't forget with some guitars and sandbars on the reservoir. a few to them good old boys who are fighting hard overseas. Bustin' their tails for you.
All right, that is awesome. Summer in the South, the Stevens Brothers. We're talking about Hayden, 20 years old, William, 17. All right, who's singing? Who's the lead singer on that one?
So normally I handle most of the singing, and Willow does a lot of the guitar playing, but we both do both. I play guitar, and Willow sings too. But yeah, man, that's how we normally roll.
Okay. Right. And that particular song, you were on the guitar there, Will?
Willow sings harmonies, and he played more guitar on the more recent song.
Okay, yeah. Well, very good. Well, we're going to come back. You're going to do a live tune for us.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, y'all hang on. Good show today. The Stevens Brothers in studio, Hayden and William. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. All right, welcome back. It's 18 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, the Stevens Brothers, 20-year-old Hayden and 17-year-old William. And guys, the song we heard earlier, awesome. How can people access your music?
Man, check it out on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. It's mostly all streaming platforms. So if you just want it, whatever you have, it should be on. Yes, sir.
And spell the last name just so people know.
Stevens with a P-H, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S.
Yeah.
Bros, B-R-O-S.
Very, very good. All right. Willow, I got to start with you. How did it all start with you? I mean, when did you pick up a guitar, and when did you find out, say, this is what I want to do?
My dad showed us, like, three chords. He's like, you don't have to play them. You don't have to keep playing. And I fell in love with it, man. And then I
got how old were you? How old were you?
I'm 17.
No, I mean, how old were you when you picked up a guitar?
I was 7.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while. And I fell off of it a little bit, and I started playing it again, and I really started picking up the lead a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just off. I just felt play what sounded right, and it just fell in. We started playing live 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He's extremely talented. Wow. Just picks up anything.
Hayden, how about you? When did you start? How did that get going?
Yeah, man, I've been singing. So our parents sing. If you notice, mm-hmm. most of our recorded sessions, that's my mom singing in the background.
Really?
Singing harmonies. Yeah, she's awesome.
Very good.
So our parents have always sang and played guitar. And like Willow said, our dad kind of showed us guitar around 6 or 7. He said, you got to learn 3 chords. It basically made us. And same thing, I fell in love with it. I've been singing since I was 3, just in church and mm-hmm. local things. And I picked up guitar and started singing around 6 and just fell in love with it. And around my senior years when we started playing together and playing open mics and just getting our name out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did the writing start? And is there a particular one of you, lyric person and the other music, or do y'all kind of collaborate on
it? We really just work together, and some songs Willow will come up with an idea on, and he'll bring it to me, and I'll help him piece it together with verses, or vice versa. I'll come up with an idea, and it's really fun when we actually write a song together, because I feel like, you know, it's like an artist making a painting and just bring it together. It's just awesome.
When you do a song, you said your mom and dad are supportive and they're back. In fact, dad is here in the studio. Hi, right? Do you play it for them, or do you have some folks that you know bounce it off of? How does that work?
Yeah, so honestly, dad helps us with writing too. He's mm-hmm. been writing long before me and Willow were even born. And my first song we wrote was Alligator Pond. I wrote it when I was about 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
And he helped me write it. But normally we write a song, Then we take it to Dad, and he might say, well, why don't you try this? And we'll get it together. And once we feel like we've got a good rough draft of it, that's when we bring it to Mom. And if Mom likes
it. Oh, really? Okay.
If Mom likes it, that's how you know it's probably a pretty good song.
So there's a process here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you get nervous performing before family members? Will, do you get nervous?
I get nervous between a lot of things. Yeah.
So that nervous right now.
Yes, as it speaks.
Well, you both have your guitars ready to go, and you're going to play a song for us, huh?
Yeah, man. This one's going to be our next single out on streaming all platforms. This is going to be, we're actually coming out with an EP album, and this is going to be a love song about on that album. I wrote this song a couple years ago. I met an amazing girl. Her name's Anna, and she's just been my best friend ever since. And this one's about her. It's called A Brand New Truth. Hope y'all like it.
All right. Stevens Brothers.
Bottle or an empty
met you, it's a brand new day with a brand new truth. Something about you makes me think dreams become reality. Dreams become reality.
That is awesome. Hayden and William Stevens, the Stevens Brothers, live in studio in the Blues and Arts Cellar, 103.9 WYAB. Great job, guys. Awesome. Now, you say that's going to be coming out soon, right?
Yeah, man. We don't have a release date on it. You know, still working in the studio process, but that one was about in. I love you, babe. I hope you're listening.
Y'all performing anywhere in the near future?
Yeah, man. June 15th, which I think is next Thursday, we'll be at Sunset Grill. It's on the Reservoir. And then June 22nd, the following Thursday, we'll be at McBee's Bar and Grill and bringing my guy Walker Burrell out. He's going to be drumming with us, and he's a great guy. We're good friends with him, and we're really looking forward to it.
If anybody wanted to get in touch with y'all, maybe to do an event for them, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, man, you can text us, call us. We have a card, and we also have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, what's that Facebook?
Well, they can contact me, and I
yeah,
can,
yeah,
I can
so get, Jim Thorne.
Yes, Jim Thorne.
Yeah, I can get in touch with them, and so get that
Facebook
on.
Facebook should be the Stevens Brothers Music. Right.
Yeah, okay. Good deal. Good deal. How do you classify your music, Willow? I mean, what you just played could probably transcend a lot of different genres of music. But do you try to put your music in a classification?
We normally like to play whatever anybody, if they want to, whatever they want to classify it, because mm-hmm. We like to please people. We like to please ourselves and our music, how we play it. We don't have a straight classification. At least I don't.
Yeah, it's really like we want people to feel something with our music, man. But if we had to put it in a genre, we'd probably say mostly country and maybe a little bit of rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah,
you keep a journal. I mean, you keep things.
Yeah, man, we got writing books. We got notes in our phones and. We got how many writing books do we have? I mean, I could go in the drawer and probably pull out
three in my room.
Yeah, I know I've got two or three in my room. My girlfriend, she actually bought me a writing journal. It's got a little guitar on it. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Great. All right, we're going to take a break for our CBS News update and come back and enjoy some more music and conversation with the Stevens Brothers. We're talking Willow, 17 years old, and Hayden is 20. And Dad Ryan's over there in the corner waving with the support. I'm Jim Thorne, and you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:30. All right, we're 25 minutes until 10. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special featured artists today are two brothers, young men, Hayden and William. They're the Stevens Brothers. And, we were talking off the air before during the break, and some folks listening. You want to get some shout-outs there, Hayden? You want to go first?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to kind of get some shout-outs to the people around the local music area. Just everybody's so supportive and nobody's selfish. Everybody just wants the best for the area more than themselves. And we got started just playing open mics, and there's a few people that helped us out. Charade has been a local band from now. They got us on our first open mic, and they just kind of said, hey, why don't you go check these guys out next Tuesday? And it was at McBee's Bar and Grill, which we're playing there June 22nd. Y'all come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I met a guy named Chad Perry, Blake Carroll, and still talk to them today, still go to their open mics and help them out. And then Chad Perry just said, hey, here's another one. And then we met Amanda and John Chapel, which they're the, what's the name of their band? Traveling Jane's the name of their band.
Yeah,
y'all go check them out. But they play locally. And then John Chapel actually introduced us to Nate Maines. He heard some of our original music. He's like, hey, Nate, check these guys out. We went and did a session with Nate, and we've been recording with him. He introduced us to a guy named Jordan Schatz, who helps us with writing sometimes and just getting our song studio ready. Mm-hmm. And then Chad Wesley helps us out on the guitar. He's a big guy locally. And just it keeps going. Ballard and Journey, Ballard Journey Show, Patrick Ballard, Josh Journey, another two great local guys. And the list goes on and on. Naomi Taylor, just great people, man, and just really appreciate them. They've helped us along the way a lot.
And what I'm hearing from you, Hayden and Willow, is that you've got a lot of support from folks who've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Willow, any people you'd like to add to the shout-out list?
Well, I'd like to shout out everybody that just, like you said, everybody that's helped us so far. My family, they've always been a backstop for me, mm-hmm. always helped me throughout everything. And I love them 100%. We literally wouldn't be here without him. He helps us set up with everything.
Right. Man, I'm going to tell you this. You couldn't get a better roadie for a better price, man. If he keeps working hard, we might double his pay.
Give him some coffee, too.
Yeah, some coffee.
All right, well, let's hear a song from this. This is called I'm Through. Any background on this?
Yeah, you? Man. I wrote this song when I was 16. Once again, Willow helped me out. I can't do any of this by myself. It's a group thing. This is the first song we recorded with Nate, and Jordan Schatz helped us on the writing a little bit, and they threw this together. And really, this song is what made me love studio recording, and it helped us out. This is our first recording. I'm Through.
All right, here we go. The Stevens Brothers on the Blues and Arts Hour.
I saw you out with some other guy, but you didn't seem the same. For so long you were my heart's desire, but all that changed today. I just knew you were the one for me, but it turns out I was wrong. 'Cause I got lost inside your melody and forgot the words to your song. Go ahead and let that soak on in.
right, the Stevens Brothers, and the song is I'm Through. How can people access your music, Hayden?
Once again, Apple Music, Spotify, all streaming platforms. Just check us out, The Stevens Bros. That's our tag name on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. We've got two music videos out on I'm Through and our most recent single, I Do. We just released our video a couple weekends ago.
Question before we go to the break, and Will, I'm going to ask you, because you're the younger brother.
Okay.
All right. My brother, younger brother, and I, we didn't get along that well a lot of the times. How is it working with your brother?
Well, you know, of course, you're not going to see eye to eye every time because you're brothers, and you really don't see eye to eye when you live with somebody for however, like 17 years.
Yeah.
Because you see them all the time. But we love each other. We fight a little bit because we're brothers.
Yeah,
it's just brotherly love.
Tayden, any comments on that?
Yeah, man, we're really hard on each other because I think – well, I'm really hard on him because I just know how much talent he has, and I just don't want to – I want him to succeed probably more than he wants to succeed. Everybody says, like, oh, your brother's going to – he's a better guitar player than you. Oh, he's going to be better than you. And I'm like, man, I hope he is. I want that for him.
That's good.
And so, like he said, we do argue and we do get in some bickerment sometimes, but that's just comes with being a brother, man.
Absolutely.
But I want the best for him, and – I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else. I'm so glad we just have this in common.
That's great. We're going to take a break and come back for our final segment with two very talented young men, Hayden and William Stevens, the Stevens Brothers. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Again, I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, one of a kind and locally owned on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 16 minutes until 10 o'clock. Y'all don't go away. All right, welcome back. It's 12 minutes until 10 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. And in studio, we have William and Hayden Stevens, the Stevens Brothers. And what a talent they are. Guys, both of y'all young, 17, 20 years old, hadn't been performing that long compared to most artists, but you do enjoy playing live. I can tell that. what strikes you, Willow? What do you like about playing before an audience?
I like the feeling. I also like the way that it's like if you're playing really good, the crowd will get into it too, mm-hmm. and I like the reaction we get. I really like it.
And Hayden, how about you?
Yeah, like you said, there's just – I don't understand. There's nothing more. There's not many better feelings than when you're playing a song and there's just 20 or 30 people just out here in front of the stage singing it with you and just listening. It's like you got the crowd in your palm of your hands, mm-hmm. and it's just, man, it's just awesome. I used to play basketball, and you know, you play a basketball and you're getting that feeling too when everybody's around, and it's kind of similar to that feeling when you've got the crowd involved, and it's just really picked that up for me after I graduated high school, because that's when we started playing music, and it's been there for me ever since.
What do you listen to when you're not listening to 103.9 WYAB? What are you listening to, Willow?
I listen to a bunch of everything. I typically like to listen to my Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So I like to listen to like a bunch of songs. So when we're working and stuff, I have like a speaker that we carry around, and we drive a little side by side. We're listening to music. I listen to a lot of alternative rock. I also mm-hmm. listen to a bunch of country. I listen to a bunch of everything.
Yeah.
Well, Willow's everything from Taylor Swift to Hardy to Collective Soul, Shine.
How about you, Hayden? What are some of the musical artists that you enjoy?
Yeah, man. Honestly, I'm more of a country guy, but I love all kinds of music. I love rock music too, and I'm down to listen to pretty much any, you know, Christian rock, country music, man. I love hearing good, well-written songs more than anything.
Yeah. All right, got a song queued up called I Do. Any background on this one, Hayden?
I'll let you take it away, Willow.
Okay. I was 14 when I wrote this, three years ago. And I sat down, and I was like, man, I want to write a song. And I didn't really know where to start because it was my first song that I ever wrote really by myself. And then Hayden came in and helped me. After I got the first verse, Hayden came and helped me. But I really just got in, I sat down, and I wrote it. And it really was like my therapy, writing music, mm-hmm. some people say. But it was about a girl.
Okay. 14 years old.
14 years old, about a girl.
Going through it, man.
Anyways, it helped me out a lot. It's our song, I Do. It's our third single.
All right, here we go. The Stevens Brothers.
just give me time, I can make amends. It ain't been the same since the day.
Stevens Brothers, and the song is I Do. And then, how can people access the music, Hayden?
Once again, man, all streaming platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Just check us out, The Stevens Bros. We got 3 songs out right now and more on the way.
All right, and where are you going to be playing in the near future?
June 15th, got a gig out at Sunset Grill. It's just going to be me and my brother playing that solo duo acoustic. And then June 22nd, we're bringing my guy Walker Burrell out there, a good buddy of ours. He's going to be playing drums with us at McBee's Bar and Grill, June 22nd.
Very good. All right, where do you want your music to take you? Willow, let me start you first. Where do you want to go with it?
As far as it can. I really want to make it. It's like, I just want to be able to play everywhere. Like, I want to go on world tours, man. I just want us to go, man.
Well, that's good. Hayden, how about you?
We've been very blessed. We've had a lot of support, and none of this is us, man. This is thanks to the good Lord. This is thanks to all the people that have helped us. And, man, I would love to just play music for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still in school,
yeah,
and we're working hard at that. We don't want to. I've always said we can always play music. We can't always go back to school.
Yeah,
so,
good point.
So, yeah, man, like you said, I want our songs to be known everywhere, man. I just want everybody to relate to our songs and get it feeling. And like I said, I've told Willow this time and time again, I want to be able to sing one of my originals and have just a big crowd out there singing
with you
our original, yeah, back to us, man. That would be just a dream come true.
Willow, any final comments from you this morning?
We just really want to thank you, Mr. Jim, and we really appreciate you giving us a chance to come out here and do this interview.
It's been a pleasure. It really has. Hey,
yeah, man, like Willow said, thank you so much for having us. We'd love to record a few more songs and come back out and join you. Shout out to WYAB 103.9 FM. You guys are awesome.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We'll record that and use that as a promo.
Go for it.
Dad Ryan, thanks for coming in. It's good to see y'all. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I want to thank our sponsors of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Fusion Coffee House, one of a kind and locally owned Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Again, my name is Jim Thorne. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, God bless.
Through, gotta
sun's out and I'm feeling good, starting just like I knew it would. So hit me up if you got no plans, I'll show you a time you won't forget. With some guitars on sandbars on the reservoir, cracking open a cold one with the boys, trying to find a Mississippi queen. Song.